Hello, it's Michael Morris here. Last week, I had to hastily revisit my Ash Wednesday meditation because of events in Ukraine. I was hoping, rather naively, that things would have blown over by this week, but how wrong I was. The amount of unnecessary, wicked, and evil events we see unfolding seems to increase every day, and the effect is being felt by everybody. Not only those of us lucky enough to own our own vehicles and now paying substantially more each time we fill up, but also everyone who buys anything that's delivered by vehicles using the same fuel. And that means all of us, of course. And that minor inconvenience fades into insignificance when we see the quite literally millions of people fleeing their homes, leaving everything behind, including the able-bodied men who will be compelled to be like David fighting Goliath as the Russian soldiers advance on their towns and cities. I know when I go away, even for a few days, I manage to fill the car with things that seem so necessary for those few days. And when I moved house to Liverpool, it took a large van to carry everything, even though I didn't bring any furniture with me. So I can only imagine the difficult decisions that these poor people had to make as they hurriedly whittled down their belongings to a suitcase or a bin bag that they were able to carry. I started today by saying that I was wrong in my optimism about the hope that the suffering would come to a swift end. I was wrong about something else too, and as anyone who knows me will tell you, I don't admit to being wrong very often, especially twice in the same week. Last week, I thought that donor fatigue would set in, that people would have had enough of requests for money, items, and help. But quite the opposite. The outpouring of generosity that I've seen so many times since I've moved to Liverpool has continued and intensified as people try to do something in the face of seemingly insuperable odds. As I try to make sense of this as a Christian, I find part of the answer to everyone's question, where is God in all this? Because his spirit is at work in these acts of kindness by people of all faiths and none. As an example, I was touched last week in my role as a volunteer with the pantry at St. Mary's Church. Putting aside my frustration that the pantry and food banks are needed in a rich country like ours, I see people queuing in all weathers to get the essentials they need. And many of these people have jobs whose minimum wage is able to meet less and less of their essential needs as prices continue to spiral. Yet last week, one person, as they registered and paid for entry to the pantry, said to me, "Can I pay you for the person queuing behind me, please? I don't know their name, but they are clearly even worse off than I am." Here for me was a clear example of God's Spirit at work, an example of what St. David, my patron saint, asked his followers to do 1500 years ago. Gnewch y pethau bychan, do the little things. I said these acts of kindness show where God is at work, but the wider question might be why he's not at work stopping the forces of evil that are responsible for all this suffering. And the answer for me is clear. As we move forward towards Easter, we must move to a more mature understanding of God than the one that we in the West so often seem to hand down at Christmas. Because God is not a Heavenly Father Christmas who does our bidding if we nag him enough in our prayers, and God does not intervene to do our will. The God I believe in gave us free will when he made us in his image, and I can't make sense of Easter Day without acknowledging God's own suffering in the most holy of weeks that leads to Easter. It was in that week that Jesus prayed as he faced the most wicked and painful suffering and unjust execution as a common criminal. Not my will, but thine. As we face the wickedness of events in Ukraine, we would do well to do likewise, using the words that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.